Thought Press Network.
Welcome to Brunchins and Dragons.
My name is Will Cabrera, and I will be the dungeon master for this original story called The Gateway to the World. So come with us on this adventure and sit along at the table as we play a session of Brunchins and Dragons.
Hey guys, on this first episode of Brunchins and Dragons, I do want to give you a heads up that this is a live recording. We did do this at Lincoln's Beard Brewery, where we do have ambient noise in the background.
Brunching and Dragons, still drinking beer, still playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Still seeing
all day, every day.
Still only having orange juice.
Still freezing the shit out of everything it can come across.
We're still being
lighting
good.
Lighting rats on fire.
And we're not contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
I actually discovered I have a proficiency in burning rats, nothing else though. Which has been really handy so far, but I see that going down the tunnel.
No, we're not.
Oh, yes,
we're
Brandon,
not.
Brandon, who is the youngest in this group.
And
he is 19 years old. I want to let you know that we do not endorse underage drinking. However, we are drinking around him.
We don't endorse underage drinking, but what we don't see.
No, no, let's not do that.
No.
Suppose
no,
whatever
no,
he does in his own. No,
bad,
stop pointing
bad,
at the actual mic.
Bad.
At this point in our game, I still don't know anything but my strength and the fact that it's plus
serious?
Zero. Yeah, I know nothing else.
I know that my strength is a, I have a plus one modifier.
I just found out my dick was hanging out the whole time.
I have a
time.
Plus three constitution.
You have a common set of clothes. You shut up.
I have a plus two wisdom. So and Dionysus is my deity because she gets down with the fermentation.
My pants were ripped off by a rat and my dangus has been hanging out for the last 20 minutes.
I have no strength, no dex. I have no strength. My dexterity is the best thing I got. And my constitution is only as good as a halfling could be.
I still have no information on dexterity, constitution, intelligence, wisdom, or charisma.
Wisdom is the only one I don't have.
You
I don't know.
Have your dexterity.
You did not give it to me.
I'm assuming you all the points
you
just
went
into
my charisma.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, plus zero.
I got plus two.
Yeah, that means a 10.
Plus zero dex, plus two constitution, plus one intelligence, and plus one wisdom.
Oh, look at that. Look at this. Look at this. The youngest one knows more than we do.
It's because he's not drinking.
It's because he's not drinking.
I have a feeling.
The, the control is the drinkers. The non-control is the one that's...
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we needed him. We needed him here.
What I found out is that Will has probably told us everything we needed to know. And we just didn't hear.
We just kept drinking.
When in doubt, just drink.
When in doubt, drink. Drink and roll 2d20. Do we hit? No. We
so,
all right. Great.
So did
please
we decide if we were going to the?
I'm going to the
farm.
Parish. I've already.
We're taking the side quest.
So last we left off. More importantly, do I still have the food?
No, you ate that rat.
I took that from you.
We saw you eat that rat.
I ate the rat, but am I holding the parish family's
food?
No,
I'm
you chewing the shit and dropped it.
I'm holding the parish family's food.
Our halfling is holding the parish family food. After I hit you with the butt of my warhammer in the shins.
If you get tired, just let me know.
If you see any rats, let me know.
We left off with you accepting to help the farmlands from being attacked from the escaped prisoners. So the farmer's wife, her name is Isadora Abel.
Isadora Abel is the farmer's wife, okay.
She gave you a set of food
yes, she did.
Give to Parish, to the Parish family.
Quest item.
We're looking for a quest
item. You can't use it.
Can't eat it.
You
can't use it. All you can do is just...
Put it in your inventory.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Save a slot in there.
Her son Caleb is the one that recognized you from
the
militia.
His name is Caleb, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. Give him names.
He looked up to you like a hero.
Oh. Increase the guilt.
Oh, he's gonna die.
That kid's gonna die somehow.
He's got death.
That kid's gonna die somehow, and I'm gonna find out.
He's having double door moments. So it's happening.
You do know that there is the Parrish family to the north, and the western family is the Trofer farm.
Okay. Well, we're going north.
Yes. So you're following the...
To the Parrish family.
Parrish family.
You're following the cloaked figure and the other shapes that went north. As you make your way through the fence, you notice that the house...
Wait, hold up. The cloaked figure that padded the lovely...
Half-elf
that died a horrible death is going to the north?
Yeah.
But to the other direction, I guess.
No, to the north. No. The same path we're going.
Look, as long as there's a rat somewhere around her, I think we'll be fine.
The direction that I'm going is the direction of childhood guilt is what I'm going through right now. So if that is towards the north, that's where we're going.
Has there been distress from the Topher family down to the west or no?
No.
Okay.
The closest thing to distress is that after you're finished with your short rest, which you all decided to take, you do notice that there is a hint of a plume of smoke coming up from the barn.
Okay. From which barn?
From the parish barn.
Okay.
And we're double timing it.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, who's big and who can I ride on?
I want to pick up...
Who's big and who can I ride on?
Pick up Sailor Jerry.
And I'm
running. The half-orc... No, just piggyback ride him. Yes! Yes!
Guys,
I leap up.
Guys, I am literally the smallest one out of everybody here.
There's no way that a gnome is larger than a halfling.
No, it's not.
Whatever D&D may say, I'm talking about IRL.
Wait, hold on.
They're hobbit size.
Is a gnome bigger than a halfling?
Look, a gnome should be like a garden gnome size. I'm not arguing D&D rules, I'm arguing reality.
Yeah, life rules mean the gnome is smaller.
Guys, the podcast just got serious. We're talking about gnomes IRL versus gnomes in D&D.
Yes.
Which one is bigger? So, what are your thoughts? Let us know.
The base height.
Here we go. This is D&D book.
Halfling base height.
Base height. 2 foot, 7 inches.
Okay, 2'7". That's the number to beat.
2'7".
Base height for a gnome, 2 feet, 11 inches.
Oh! Whoa! And you know what they say, inches make a difference. Inches
fuck.
Matter.
I dropped Sailor Jerry.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
I catch him.
Yes.
You
filled up Torg.
Well, I'll just go ahead and say Sailor Jerry and myself are two feet of fun. That's what we're going to call ourselves. We are 2 feet of fun.
If you combine your heights, you're over 5 feet, though.
We sneak into movies by me jumping on those shoulders.
You know what? Your next attack, one of you should stand on the shoulders of the other. And attack.
Yes. That is rolling everything.
That is possible. This is now.
I have the dexterity.
This is now becoming Monty Python school.
I picture Jerry, like Sailor Jerry, with just a little thin, kind of like curled up mustache and just a Van Dyke.
Yes.
Just like,
almost like Gandhi.
Yes.
That's how I see it.
And I see kind of like Torg, just like unkept. But with the
scraggly
attempt,
beard.
The attempt to kind of like keep it formed.
Yeah.
The attempt that you could with a blade in your hand. That's just pretty much with a short sword.
He does edging on it, but the rest of it looks real fucking
weird.
Oh my god. All right, I can't wait to you mount
the sword. So we see a little pool coming in the parish land.
So you make your way into the parish farm. And you notice that the second story of the barn is on fire. And you can hear what sounds like gleeful stabbing coming from underneath from the first floor of the barn.
Oh god.
And through the opening, if I can find my map real quick. I have mapped this out.
Thank you, sir.
Through the opening, you see what looks to be two kobolds eating a horse.
Shit.
Yeah.
Let me get some of that.
Donkeys are sacred creatures, but horses are fine.
Yeah, horses are good to go.
You're just hungry. That's...
Okay, can you show me where they are after you're done with that?
That was my plan.
Throw you into them?
I'm thinking. Have you ever seen X-Men 3, the third that horrible movie?
Nobody talks
where
about
Beast
that.
Throws Wolverine onto.
Oh, so you want a fastball?
That's right. Exactly. Yeah.
We're gonna. Okay. All right. Let's do it.
I want to see if that's possible.
No, I'm tight.
We're just gonna come up with a bunch of like weird combination.
Bless you.
Bless you, sir.
The two towers.
The two towers? That's what we're called.
Fastball.
Our names are Shake and Quake.
Shake and Quake.
That's what it is from now on.
Rumble from Rumble, young man, rumble.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of
I found a 4 feet of fury. I like that.
Four foot fury. That's what we call it. 4 foot fury. I like that. You know what that goes with, right? That's alliteration. I like that.
Yeah. This whole area is a floor above. This
all
is
long range is you two.
Yeah. Everything is the first floor. But if you're on a die and you're up here, you're on the second floor.
And you have
so they're on the second story?
Okay. No, they're on the first floor.
Okay.
They're on the first floor.
I would imagine whoever is not long range will get the closest, figure out the way to get the closest to that ladder. Well, everybody else that's long range, which is...
Me.
I'm trying to remember names right now. Which is Sailor Jerry, Orem, and myself.
I love that you guys are still calling me Sailor Jerry.
That's what you requested. Yeah,
no, I know. I appreciate that. Pay attention to details.
Are we going by that initiative right now?
Roll initiatives.
13.
11.
21.
Oh, yeah. 22.
Oh.
22.
Oh. Pulling up the rear, number 11? 6.
Oh, 11. Yeah. The dwarf's like, wait for me!
So I can choose either to enter from here or over there?
Here or there.
Or here, okay.
Just wherever you... I would say that... I don't know which is the quickest way for any non-long range to go to the ladder to get up there.
Okay,
so
who, right here.
So wait, I think we should also figure out who are the glass cannons here. I'm one. You can take some hits. You can't take hits.
I can barely take anything.
So well, right now,
but I can actually take long range, which I still want to take.
Crossbow.
We don't have any melee attack except for the orcs here. And the dwarves, right?
Yeah.
Orc and dwarf.
Okay.
Is this you?
That is me. Actually, I would like to know if there was any way to climb up without having to use the ladder.
Do you have do in your...
I would do an athletics check for that if I could do that.
Yeah, you'd have to climb out from outside, though.
Damon, I would suggest you would front up because you're beefy. You're a beefy boy.
You don't want to do the fastball?
So. Yeah, actually, you know what? That would be interesting to see if you could pull that off.
Here?
Yeah,
start up.
Why not? You go up front?
That would be, take a strength check.
I'll back
what
you.
What you got? Okay. All right, Coolio. Put me next to.
There. Okay, and then we'll have Orm right next to me.
Oh, but you're all the way... Oh, I would need you to throw me first.
You must mount him and throw him.
I would need you to throw me, but in order to do that, I would have to delay my turn until it gets to you. That's true, kid. Actually, you know what? I could take an action from there. I can still take a range attack, and then you can still throw me after. All
right. Hold on.
You want to be thrown after your action?
You start us off.
Alright, and they're on the first floor, right?
You're right.
This is only showing me the balcony, but I can technically move a little bit closer, right? And I can only move 3 spaces. Because each one is 10, right?
Every second diagonal is an extra 5 feet.
Got it. And I can only move 30 feet at one time. So that would be 10.
15.
20. 25. 30. And that would make... Okay, so I'm going to move here.
Okay.
And then I'm probably...
Kobolds and...
Horse.
That's a horse?
Yeah, horse.
That's a fucking big horse.
That is a huge, huge horse. All right, I think...
Those are large creatures.
Just to be sure...
Hmm.
And I'm going to use the right attack.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to use my Arms of Hadar.
What?
Arms of Hadar.
Arms of Hadar.
Arms of Hadar, which means
arms.
They each... Oh, no, I can't. Never mind. I can't do that.
Wrong podcast.
They're not within range.
Oh, never mind.
Eldritch Blast the horse.
The horse is dead.
Why would you shoot the horse?
I didn't know that the horse was dead.
They're eating the horse.
I wasn't aware of that information.
Orn.
Wait, why would you attack the...
It's Orin, right?
Orem.
You see Orem aiming and
like,
rolling.
No, no.
I fell asleep in your barrel of ale.
So like, you see her holding the one normally, and then she just touched her hand to the side. Like, yo.
Yo, that's a kill move.
The horse has been taken care of. Don't worry about it. All right,
so I'm going for the 6.
Okay.
Over there with my Elder's Blast.
Fire away.
Nice.
18 plus.
17.
Nice.
Face full of force damage.
9 or 6?
It's a 6.
So I hit it for 6.
He screams out.
Fuck.
you hear the language, like you, all the rest of you hear the squishy kind of like literal language. You hear, it's those fools from the prison.
Oh.
Wait till he translates.
Oh, I'm going to hit him with these. Light him up. He's going to have a rat on him.
You think fastball would work?
I think now's the only chance we'll ever get to test it out and not die.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to delay my turn until after him.
Okay, so you're going to ready?
I'm going to ready myself.
What's your ready action?
Because I'm going to ready, because that ready action is going to be an attack on them if this works.
You're standing there like this.
Everybody's listening to this podcast, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Might get very interesting.
This is our first readied action.
Yes.
We're waiting for the trigger.
And this is where we're going to hear commercial break.
Better. Look where they're at.
Oh, shit, so they moved.
They rush up.
They're closer.
Yeah, they're closer. This might work. This might work or might not work. We'll see what happens.
This could be a disaster.
One of them, you notice, is female. And she doesn't have armor.
So she's topless.
Is she naked?
No, but she has robes.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Like, she has robes.
Oh no!
And as she moves forward, she's like, "Try not to kill this one. There's a bounty on her head, on its head."
On who? Who is she pointing at?
Wait, on me.
Huh. You don't know this?
No, I don't.
I do. Yeah. I will let you know after I get thrown. What happens?
So the first one.
Protect your neck.
Break yourself, fool.
Break yourself,
break yourself, fool.
And the second one hits.
Oh no!
So they both, you notice that they take advantage of their size against you. You notice that they take advantage of their size against you, and their attacks kind of and their attacks kind of come in at unexpected angles against you. But they have daggers, so it's nothing fancy. The first one does 3 damage. And the second one does 6.
Oh,
shit. Nine.
Yeah.
It's 9 damage on you.
Yeah. So how is
that? That drops you.
Except that I don't know what my hit points are.
No, you got
that
dropped.
Drops you?
It's exactly 9.
Oh. I am dropped now.
Yeah. Yes.
But not... crippling damage because they are not trying to.
Yes,
you'll have saving throws coming.
So
through.
You see them. You see them kind of like bouncing up and down. They're like, ah,
we did right. it.
Now you know you have 9 hit points.
Yep, yep, yep.
Santa Jerry's turn.
Yeah. All
perfection.
Right.
And not at the same time.
The fuck you think you're doing? 5, 10. 15. 20.
Remember the...
25. I'm going to blast one with... I'm going to light him up.
Light
him on fire.
Light him up, sir?
Light him up.
Which one?
What are you doing?
6 has been hurt.
6, then that's maybe for the one that's already
hurt. Okay.
Okay, so that's going to be a 16.
16 will hit.
Very nice.
Good.
Firebolt?
Yeah, firebolt, baby.
No.
Oh, no. Whatever, you already
did. Whatever, it's already too late. I didn't think about this beforehand. 4.
4? Still up.
Still up. Whoop. Oh.
What?
Something appeared next to you.
You see from the second story, you see this large shape just come down next to you, and it's holding one of the prison bars.
Oh.
And you just see the orc.
Oh. We're going for something else.
Just stab into Sailor Jerry.
No!
Almost crits.
God damn it.
Almost crits.
Share it with everyone, if you will. It's an 07.
Oh my god. Nice. 11 damage.
Oh, so I'm unconscious, right? Or am I still up? I'm fresh.
Oh, yeah, it does more than your 8.
2007, Dogfish had 120 minute IPA. Just
Dogfish 120 IPM?
Yeah. 2007.
2007.
So my hit point, I have 80 points, right? Okay.
He's got port wine almost. Like a,
yeah.
Okay, good. You're done.
I'm so sorry, Brandon. Did this one have to skip you?
Damien.
Take this, you mother...
Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
All right.
All right, so what are you doing?
I just wanted somebody to yell out, Sailor Jerry, no.
I'm not sure.
You're down?
Don't do it. We're both down.
Do you want to do the fastball still?
No, go.
I'm
obviously,
going...
there's a greater threat right now at this point.
I'm going...
Oh, that's an ice.
All right.
It's an IPA?
Tastes a little like syrup. Like,
10 years old.
Yeah.
The all the hops have died off, the malt's taken over, the alcohol's still there, but it's just so much sweeter. And
yeah, it's
not
maltier.
Explain what
definitely
that is
maltier.
So, thanks to our buddy Frank over at Sunset Corners, one of Miami's OG's bottle stops, brought us a sharing glass of a 2007 Dogfish Head Brewing Company 120 minute IPA. So the 10-year-old beer coming in around 17 to 18% alcohol by volume. Ooh. And after about 10 years of sitting, all the hops have died off. The malt has risen up. You get notes of figs, plums, and tart cherries.
It's very syrupy, actually.
Dense in the body. Sweetness, but very very mellow. No alcohol notes at all.
I normally don't like IPAs.
Cheers.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have the same perfumey scent because it's older. It's 2007. So those hoppy tastes that you get at the end of an IPA originally have died off. That's why I was like, It was weird in my mouth as an IPA. I'm not expecting that.
So at Brunches and Dragons, you'll learn D&D. You'll learn how to drink efficiently all day long, and you'll learn about different styles of beer.
Yeah, basically.
It's an educational program if you think about it.
Get an educational credit.
So all right. I move towards the bitch-ass orc.
Bitch-ass orc.
The plan changed.
Get him, Damien.
I'm not using the cage bar yet.
Okay.
I have my sword.
Okay.
And I'm going to jam it into his torso, leaving his head free, but I don't want to kill him.
Just yet. You're not going for the immediate
death. I want him to live a little bit.
Sure.
So I'm going to roll.
Make it roll.
That's a
12 plus.
But 16.
16 will hit.
I like where this is going.
I'm on the floor like,
does this orc look enraged?
He's angry.
He's angry?
Okay. He's perturbed, but he's...
That's a 6.
Plus
your strength. Is this the same
motherfucker
that threw a red? Yes. Oh, God forbid I come back up.
Oh, I got something. Oh, I got something for
you. On my floor, I'm like, I'm a fucking electric on fire.
Oh, no, I'm after. Remember, I ready my attack.
You ready your action for him to throw you.
And then you change your plan.
So I never was able to use my attack at all.
You already actually has to have a trigger.
Yeah.
So.
And the trigger never happens.
So you're just there waiting, like.
Yeah. So the plan changes, and you're like, fuck.
I'm gonna use my lovely cantrip, spare the dying.
Okay.
To stabilize my good friend.
Orm
over there.
Good. So she doesn't need to make a death save.
Nope. She stabilizes. She's good.
So then she is. You've taken away the death saving throw. So you've taken away her chance to roll a natural 20 and get a hit point to come back up.
So but how does she get back up now, though?
You gotta heal her.
Oh, that's what Spirit of the Nine does?
It stops her from dying. So it takes away the death saving throw.
Maybe you want to just place an attack first, and then if she's failing her
throw... Because if she rolls a 1 on a saving throw, it's 2 failures.
Yeah.
So.
No, just save me.
Yeah.
Just stabilize.
You're good. You're stabilized.
Okay. Yeah, I am stabilized.
So Torg. Now it's your turn.
Roll me a sandwich.
So I can do no action whatsoever at this point, right?
No, you're down.
I'm down.
You're not dying anymore, but you are unconscious.
I'm still trying to think what I should do.
And I have no psychic powers whatsoever.
But then again,
as a warlock, I cannot.
Kill the motherfucker next to me.
Not yet. Got it.
What blows my mind is that clerics don't even have like a D4, D3 like healing like
nothing.
Cantrip. It's nothing. Rough being a cleric, homie.
Yeah, I see that.
To be quite honest, this word is saying you're blind and unreasoning.
You see that 6 is close to dying.
What happened?
You can see that 6.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm gonna go ahead and take my 5 in here.
Okay.
And go right here.
Baltimore.
Aim at 6. Natural 20.
Well, you might want to stay over here then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if you fire within 5 feet of an enemy.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
So, but you kill one of the kobolds.
Nice.
You rip its head off and pin it to the wall behind it.
Whap! Like, you're at such a height, and the horse carcass is at such a height, that you the force of your arrow impales him into the horse body. Like, you see him, like, look down.
That doesn't make me feel any better. Whatsoever.
I mean, the horse is dead already, but...
From the ground, just hear me say, that was rad.
That was rad.
Rock.
Very weakly metal.
Rock gnome approves.
4 feet of terror, right?
He gave you a nice little, like...
4 feet of terror, boy.
4 feet of fury, right now. Oh, he jumped down?
No, he was underneath.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, this was all underneath. This was
all underneath.
The only one that was above you was that guy. None of you could see him because he was hiding. But the kobold comes over to help his bitch-ass orc friend. He's like, no! Oh, shit. Natural 20.
Ah, fuck.
So you hear the scampering of little draconic feet behind you, and you're like, you're
by the way, for the podcast listeners, if you don't know, when the DM, when anybody rolls a natural 20 on an attack roll, it doubles the amount of dice damage going out. So if you do 2d6, you now do 4d6. So that's 4 6-sided dice of damage worth going at your character, potentially.
8 damage.
That's on the low end.
That got lucky. That was a lucky.
That was a very lucky low roll right there that I hear.
Was that 4 2s?
That was 4 2s or a lot of ones is what I saw. A lot of ones.
2 4s.
2 4s. Oh, it was
1d4.
Whew. I was expecting that to be like 4 to 6.
Oh, so you rolled maximum is what you just did.
Yeah.
Oh, be lucky, sir, that the max roll was very low.
Yes.
How are you guys liking that Belgium?
It's fucking great.
It's very good.
Sailor Jerry, since you are dying, make your death saving throw.
This is my first ever death saving throw.
When the last time
Sailor Jerry had a death saving throw, he had way too much to drink and was stuck on his ship. Still butt-ass naked.
When you are at 0 hit points in 5th edition, your character is dying.
Yeah.
So you get a chance to make a death saving throw. Anything less than a 10, and you have a failure. 3 failures, your character dies.
Yeah.
3 successes, your character stabilizes. If you get a 1, it counts as 2 failures. If you get a 20, it counts as you pulling yourself, kind of getting a second win, and you come back up with 1 hit point.
Okay.
Going away from the light, Sailor Jerry.
so nat 20.
Don't go towards the light.
A 2.
So 1 failure.
That is not a 1.
So thank
you
God.
You see Sailor Jerry in between his little quips kind of start convulsing.
Damn it, Sailor Jerry.
The bitch-ass orc takes another attack.
His name is B-A-Orc. Bitch-ass orc.
B-A-O. Bow.
Bow.
Hit that bow. Bow. Right now. Bow.
Oh, yeah. The 22 will hit.
Woo.
Oh, boy.
For 10 damage as he brings his axe down.
I want to use Relentless Endurance.
Okay.
Come back up to 1.
Okay.
So you know for sure you were going to be down?
It's 10 hit points.
It's
10 hit points
damage.
And he has only had 4 left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you know already.
Yeah,
okay.
It's 10 plus my constitution, so I have 12 hit points.
Okay. Heal.
Heal yourself.
I can do that?
Yeah.
I can heal?
As a
paladin?
Yeah.
Rub your titty.
You see him very sensually rub his left breast.
As a paladin, you should be able to do that.
Close right now is just touching his titty.
Laying on hands is your action.
Yeah.
So you're either heal yourself or you attack.
What?
You didn't read your paladin abilities?
You were very vague if I was paladin.
It's been known.
Yeah. So you either attack or you choose to heal yourself.
Yes.
I would say
heal yourself.
I mean, yeah, if you want to be a bitch ass half orc about it.
No.
How's bitch ass orc looking right now? How's he looking?
Damon, fucking heal.
You go another round.
Can you go another round?
Yeah.
Heal yourself, sir.
Heal yourself.
Who's next?
Lay on hands.
Who's next?
Rock now.
Coach. How does it work, Coach?
You get 5 times your level of hit points that you can use to heal yourself.
5 times.
It's 5 times 1.
5 times 1.
You're going to have 1, so you get max of 5.
Right.
You can choose to use all 5.
Here's the thing: you can go. You can put 2 on yourself and save 3 for other members, or you can just put all 5. So pretty much, you have 5 touches for a minimum of 1, or you have 1 max touch of 5, or however you want to spread it.
Yeah.
So you can go 2-1-1.
Okay.
1 or 3-1-1 or 4-1 or 1-1.
You get 5. Right now, you get 5 points per.
Per touch.
Oh, okay, I get
per
it.
Day.
Per day.
Okay.
Per day, basically.
So,
Coach's turn?
Yeah, what are you going to pop on yourself?
Yeah, it's not your turn yet.
If he uses laying hands on a person,
it's
his turn.
Whose
turn is it?
Oh, is it
David's turn? It doesn't affect himself.
Real quick, if he does lay on hands.
If anybody that's dying receives any healing, they automatically come back.
What type of weapon is this orc using?
A great axe.
That's what I fucking thought. Is that raging?
No.
Thank God.
Thank God.
All right, well, while you're deciding, I'm going to run over here and spare the dying on Jerry.
Oh, okay, now I'm going to go 5 on myself.
You're back, Jerry.
Remember, it's per day.
It's per day.
Do you put me back up to one? Or
well, you can't do that.
You're just stabilized. You're at zero. You're unconscious.
Yeah, but Kosh is the one that moved right now to wake him up.
Unless he attacks, his action's not going to do anything to stop him.
Okay.
So I'm going to...
From the ground.
I'll go for it. Yeah, I'll
bro.
Go for it.
Okay. I look at you as I walk by and I give you the two of them. Not one, but two. Just like you have
okay,
four.
Now that she's stabilized, what happened?
So she's unconscious.
I'm still just laying there doing nothing.
You just have a concussion. Like,
it's
really. Just,
there's nothing I can do to save her.
There's nothing that can happen to give Orm an action.
I can't heal. And if he's up right now.
No.
He's just I'm not stabilized. Dying.
He's just not dying. So can I be on that space?
Yeah.
Please don't step on me.
Would that be considered a disadvantage if I attack from there?
Yeah, with a ranged weapon, yeah.
Not with a ranged weapon.
Oh, no, no.
Well,
you're just going to move in with your swords.
You
want
to go
play
to Kimball?
Yeah. So sorry, say this.
It's cool.
No, just come over here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. You drop the bow and you take out your swords.
There's still no way for me to give them a message from my stabilized state, correct?
No.
About what? Nothing.
I can't tell you. That's why I asked before I could say anything.
As I'm moving, can Orm hear what I'm saying while I'm right around?
Sure, you can. Yeah, she's.
I go.
She's in and out of consciousness.
Yeah. You have a bounty on your head.
Yes.
That's
and
why I went for you immediately.
That's why I was like, don't kill the person who said that. Just subdue them so I can find out what is happening.
I'm helping taking down the bow right now.
Okay.
Bitch-ass orc.
Get that bitch-ass orc. That's
so
all
I'm
say.
Go ahead and swing.
Don't kill him. Get him
down. I cannot guarantee
just
this.
Get him down.
Stick that motherfucker.
Rock no!
6 plus 5, 11. That's not going to do
no.
Second attack.
Oh.
That one hits.
What was it?
24.
Yeah. So, that's by itself?
Huh? Yeah. So, that's a D6, right? No. D6. So, that's just that, nothing added.
Because you're offhand.
So, two damage. I shanked him in the thigh.
He literally is like, he's kind of offended. He's like,
what the fuck was this?
Is this an attack?
Is that all you've got, sir?
Yeah.
So, the kobold... Oh, you're done, right?
No.
Do I know Orcish by chance?
Huh?
Do I know Orcish?
I do.
Oh, wait a minute. I have my favorite target is them, right?
Yeah, the kobolds and the goblins.
So that I have pluses when I attack them.
No.
No? What is just the favorite? What does that favorite do?
It gives you bonus to track them, and it gives you their language.
And that's it. Okay.
Pretty much. So yeah, the kobold. You gotta take advantage of your bitch ass state. I think that hits.
What was it?
Plus 4 makes it a total of 19, so he hits
you.
Just hits.
And he can't disimpose. Oh, you're on the opposite side.
Two damage.
You're two.
Boom.
No.
I'm at two.
Use
four.
Use four.
The cleric knows.
Jerry's no longer dying, so the bitch ass orc goes.
Bitch ass orc goes. I spit at the bitch ass orc before he swings.
I did attack
him,
and I did offend him.
My turn. I just very weakly.
Archer's fucking right there.
Fuck. No, he's gonna go after the half orc.
Come on! I stabbed him in the thigh. He shouldn't have been offended.
He's offended by the half breed. But he misses.
Okay. Fuck you, bitch ass.
My thigh attack.
He's getting really irritated.
I'm
he could go a couple rounds.
A couple more rounds?
Yeah. I mean, he was scratched.
Tis but a scratch. Mercutio.
Wait.
Somebody pass me the book.
I very quietly bite my thumb at him. He doesn't see
it. I bite my thumb at you, sir?
What's your thumb at me, sir?
ready
your action?
Ready your action for me to make an action.
Right.
So you're going to ready your action for after I go.
Okay, that's fine. Right, upon further review, we need further review.
changing initiative. I'm going to try to pin the orc with my shield.
Okay, so you're going to try to...
Grapple, pretty much. It's a strength check, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an athletics check.
What's my athletics?
Good with athletics.
One. I'm going to go for a high roll here.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
Can I pray? About to work or no?
That's an 18 plus 1 is 19.
All right.
19.
You got
21. Because of his strength. You got a 21? Yeah. So you try to grab him and you kind of like nudging your hands away with the shaft of his fucking great axe. Here you go. You're ready, the action happens.
Alright. I'm going to go for the longsword again.
Do it.
It's a 10 plus 14.
14 hits?
Alright.
Good job, sword.
Oh, that's...
Well, that's, yeah, you can't roll a
D20 for wounds. Be tight.
Damn.
That's a gamble.
3 plus 5.
5 damage. Still up. But he's looking bad.
Alright.
Orym is still out of commission. Torg.
Well, let's go shink shink one more time.
Stab him. Torg.
Wait, Kos is not doing anything?
Already went.
Oh, you already went. Okay.
Hey, it's top of the order. Okay, that hits.
That's a 22.
That'll hit.
4 feet, motherfucker.
That's 7.
He collapses.
He collapses?
Yep.
Wait, but is he dead?
Yeah.
Can I leave 1 point of damage? Can I just sweep him?
Can it be not?
Can I just sweep his
leg? Sweep the leg. Sweep the leg.
Can I just sweep the leg?
Get him on the ground. Get him on the ground.
Can I at least sweep the leg? Please, for storybook state.
In your fury, you just go furiously swiping back and forth with your blade, and you're just like
bleeding out.
Like you are so overwhelmed by Sailor Jerry's decomposing body next to you.
I'm not decomposing. I'm stabilized.
I'm not
like,
dead
the,
yet.
Like the fear of him dying near you just drives you wild. You can't move, though. And attack the kobold with your bonus action if you want.
Yeah. But is he dead, though?
Yes.
God damn it, I'm so sorry. You can still stab it.
I'm going
you
can
still stab it. Oh, yeah, you're going to leave it.
I stab its dead body.
That didn't happen. That, I was so, the fervor of that I had while doing
fury.
The kobold turns to attack you.
Okay.
And a 7 will not hit you.
Nope.
Sailor Jerry is not dying anymore.
So you got him. You're my boy.
You're my boy,
Torg.
You're my boy, Torg. I am Torg.
11?
11 misses.
11 misses?
11 misses the kobold.
I am actually stabbing Kos. With,
I tackle the kobold.
Drax.
Okay, make your roll.
Do it.
Finish. Natural 20. Motherfucker.
Yeah, he's...
You grab him.
I pin him to the ground.
Wait, you're pinning down the kobold?
Yeah,
because we want to talk to him, don't we?
I know, but I'm right now unconscious.
Well,
so I know nothing that's
wait,
what's
wait,
happening.
Wait, now somebody can punch the living crap out of him. To knock him
yeah, I want to. We want to knock the kobold unconscious.
Plus, plus the whole strength.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
We're gonna overwhelm him. There's three of us. So
exactly.
He's unconscious.
Well, yeah, there's three of us that are up right now.
Who has the rope?
Two people like heavily concussed.
Well, all of you have rope.
Okay, so we tie him. We tie him up. Wait, what do we got to roll for that?
All right, wait. Nothing? Can we help them up now?
Cool. Well, yeah. Now I walk over to, I tell Damien to touch up.
My 1 point of lay on hands on Sailor Jerry.
Okay. And I'll use cure wounds on.
Orym. So how much? Orym? Does
Damien.
How many?
She got cure wounds. I'm just like, I'm barely alive. Oh, she's fucking good.
What's
he's
cure
good
wounds again?
That's fine.
No, what am I help? Don't take.
No, I'll take it. I'm good.
So two plus eight. So minimum, you're getting a minimum of 4. Minimum of 5 here.
Okay.
I might need some
actually,
help
you're
walking.
Getting a whopping 3 plus 5 is 8.
Oh, okay, good. That's almost... I'm almost at what I was at. I only have 9, so...
I only have 8, so I got, like, worked
in 8 is good, and I'm like, oh my god,
I
resurrect. I
literally walked in like...
I only cast 1.
So now you know that Sailor Jerry cannot get in the middle of a fight.
I didn't think somebody could be jumping from the top of the roof on
me. So now we have him tied up, and I would like to question... the kobold, what the hell he means by I have a bounty on my head.
Well, well,
he
doesn't
do anything. Okay.
I want to walk over to
yes.
the bitch ass one.
Yes, bitch ass one.
I'm removing the cage bar and shoving it up his neck.
Oh my god.
Using my hand axe to remove whatever left of his head to his body.
Zuck.
And then I want to reattach the cage bar with his head on it back to my back.
Okay.
Damn it.
So I'm walking around with his head.
Damien, remind me never to fuck with you. Jesus Christ. That's gross.
Well, I want to do a perception to make sure there's nothing else around us. Can I do that?
Yes.
And for that perception check, I would like to know what my bonus would be for that. Because I don't know.
Of course. Please. Sir.
You know what? Why not? I'll roll perception
and
also.
I did choose that as one of my classes. Well, I did choose that as one of my classes. Like class skills?
No, so did I.
So plus three?
I chose your skills.
You chose that for me?
Yes.
Oh, no, perception.
Our class skills have been picked. He just he does
my
it.
My perception is one of the
selfie.
Yep, that's
so
right.
Plus 20 total.
Plus
20.
16.
Nothing else wrong.
Uh-huh. I climb upstairs.
Yeah. No, there's nothing there.
Nothing there at all. If I search the room, nothing.
No. You do find that each of the kobolds had a dagger. The orc had a great axe. There is a 3 total javelins on the orc's body.
Oh.
The orc's armor does have the Hand of Death cult symbol.
Okay. So we can sell that for scrap.
You also find on the cloaked kobold a piece of stone with a rune on it.
Ooh.
Can somebody run?
Can
somebody
I make a religion check on that? Or an arcana check on it?
I'll do arcana check.
I'll do a religion check.
Yeah, we'll do religion. Actually, I'll assist you on religion. Which religion bonus?
And
my religion
bonus. Mean you have the same arcana?
I'll assist you so you roll advantage.
You can read it.
I have a plus 3.
Oh, you can read it.
Bonus
it's an okay. Infernal rune.
It's an infernal rune?
Yes. Okay, burn it.
What's that?
Infernal rune.
Infernally demonic shit.
Yeah. It's demonic glyph of a name. It's a half name.
And what does it say?
Can we get an explanation on that? As far as that glyph?
It is Solus.
Solus, that was his name?
S-O-L-U-Z.
The orc's name was Solus?
No, that's the glyph on the rune.
Does it summon something? What does it do?
You know that it is probably used in conjunction to summon demons. It's part of the 3-part name, so you need to find the other 2 parts of the name.
What would an arcana check be able to tell me about that, if anything?
Just that it is a demonic name.
That's it? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You know that it's a demon, it's not a devil.
I'm going to pocket
infernal.
It. And it was S-O-L-A-S?
S-O-L-U-Z.
Museum.
Is the barn still on fire?
Ruin of Solace.
Yeah.
Alright, can somebody can we go ahead and put that off?
Yeah. I'm Ray of Frosting everything. It's about all I can do at this point.
Is the kobold still out of unconscious?
It's unconscious still.
Can I wake it the fuck up?
Yes, you can.
I wake it the fuck up.
She wakes it the fuck up.
Like, not like regular nudge, nudge, hey, good morning.
No.
This is a rude awakening.
This ain't blowjob alarm clock. This is, you know.
You notice that the kobold with the cloak, rifle through its belongings, you notice that it had folded up 2 scrolls.
Oh, do you want me to read the scrolls?
You notice that there are spell scrolls.
Let me do a quick little arcana check on those.
Sure. I'm going to assist you.
Thanks.
So you have advantage.
I appreciate that. I would like to not possibly burn myself.
Runes of power.
Whoa, okay,
thank you for advantage.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's a 16.
16. You recognize one of them as Witch Bolt?
Oh.
Witch Bolt.
Ooh.
Wait.
I would
did
like
somebody use Witch Bolt?
I did.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I could use some Witch Bolt action. I will take Witch Bolt.
And what's the other one?
Roll again.
Advantage.
I was going to say, I'll give you my advantage.
All right. What does that one say?
7. You take the highest.
16. So that would be a 21.
You recognize that as a scroll of Identify.
Ooh.
How do the scrolls work?
If you pick it up,
it's
a learn spell.
If it's on your spell list,
yeah,
you can cast it as an action.
Do you have Identify as your class list?
I don't think I have Identify.
Give me
or Witch Bolt.
It might. No, Witch Bolt I definitely have.
Okay.
I just didn't pick it up.
You have Witch Bolt, I have Witch Bolt.
You can also transcribe from a scroll to your spell book to add those spells to your spell book.
I will transcribe. I'll transcribe both. How long does it take to transcribe?
Wait, what are you now?
Spell level?
Is that a full
no,
rest?
No, what are you?
I'm a wizard.
Be a full rest. Maybe a day's worth of action is because it's a 1 hour per spell level.
Yeah.
Plus 25 gold per spell level, I believe.
Okay.
For the inks.
You have it on your first level.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so did I wake it the fuck up?
It wakes the fuck up.
Okay, what do you mean I have a bounty on my head? I have no recollection of this information, or do I?
Do you speak Draconic?
No, I don't.
So you see it looks at you, and then it kind of looks at the rest of the group.
I want to put the
do I understand it?
No.
No.
Does anybody in this group understand it?
Understand what? I do. I will be your translator.
Now you see him kind of like look down at his binding, like you see him kind of like start to kind of put his under, like his crocodilian under mouth and on the rope to try and like nod.
Like he doesn't want to speak?
Yep.
What?
Wait. You knocked him unconscious?
Yep.
Accidentally.
To be fair, he literally hit it with another head. That was kind of awesome. That was kind of great.
Yes, but I had a purpose here.
That's okay, we'll just wake it up again. By kicking it.
Okay, so I wake it the fuck up again.
When does it wake up?
Huh?
How long does it take to wake it up?
The first time you wait like maybe 10 minutes before you fucking splash water in his face. The second time I'm assuming that you're gonna wait like maybe 2 minutes.
And then wake him up again.
As you kind of like talk amongst yourselves like, hey, listen, don't.
Please don't do that, listen.
Don't hit him with another head.
We don't want to have this issue.
5 years.
Real quick, we're taking
Oh, wait, beer break. What is this?
So now again, we're sipping on 2012 Dogfish Head 120 minutes. So we went from a 10-year-old beer version to a 5-year-old version. You'll notice it's not as rich. It's not as pity. There's a little bit more, if you will, the term I would use is bitterness to it, because the hops are still kind of there, but not completely died out yet.
Yeah, but you know what? But it's still very smooth.
It, totally, yes.
It's still It's not as dark as the 7-year.
The aroma isn't also as...
as pungent?
As pungent, as a pit fruit intense, if you will.
Not as sweet with a... more of that IPA aftertaste that you're used to.
I do like the little bitterness attached to it. Like
it's better. I actually like it more because it's more, a little bit more bitter. It's got a better balance between the sweet and the bitterness.
It's the fragrance at the end of it. That fragrance, that note at the end of
what
you get.
Yeah, the
but
other
I don't
one
mind it as
like
much
a,
as like a straight.
The other one tastes more like a wine. That one actually tastes still like beer.
It's delicious.
Thanks, Brandon, okay. Mr. 19-year-old.
So I would like to tell Damien.
Okay, wake it up again.
Please don't knock out this cobalt anymore. I have information that I need it. Torg, I'd like to ask that you translate this information to this particular cobalt.
I don't mind the...
The aftertaste?
The aftertaste. I don't mind the IPA.
Yeah, I do.
Because it's not as strong as like a year of IPA.
It's also a little more carbonated too. A little more bubbles up front. Yeah, it's almost flat. If you will.
Yeah,
it smells like that's why it's
smells
more like
most IPAs, I'm like, I already get the smell. I'm like, oh,
IPA. Yeah, I'm not an IPA person either. Torg, do you mind translating for me? I just want to know...
Yeah, go ahead.
Why there's a bounty on my head.
Okay. Hey, asshole, why is there a bounty on her head?
He looks at you for a moment, and then it spits in your direction.
I look at him, and I'm like, wait.
I take out my sword.
Wait, can I do it? Hey, 4 feet of fury? Are you ready to do this?
No, wait. Everybody wait.
I want to jump on his shoulders.
Can I use intimidation?
I was going to say.
No, because I don't know if intimidation is one of my class skills or not.
You get a plus three to it.
Huh?
You get a plus three to it.
All right, very nice.
I have no diplomacy, no diplomacy, no charisma.
I try to be intimidated.
Wait, do I have intimidation?
Until you use it.
Do I have intimidation?
Well, he doesn't understand me, so I can't really be charismatic.
Yeah.
Make your,
well, I want to assist his intimidation.
I can't.
Give him advantage.
No.
I can't?
You have the proof.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
I'm proficient in it.
Yes, you are.
Can he
assist?
Assist.
Yeah, assist him.
So you assist his intimidation.
So it would be an advantage.
Wow.
My God.
By the way, guys.
I rolled two ones.
So the wow was, so advantage gives you two d20s to roll a die. Our lovely ranger halfling decided to roll double ones on d20s.
Oh, that was great.
Wow, so the odds of that
I'm
even
trying to,
happening.
I'm trying to calculate those odds. Those are very long odds.
Okay.
He kind of laughs, like he giggles, and then he goes back to the rope.
Okay, so I have a question.
The rope?
Is there anything...
Slap him.
Do we know... Is there any way of knowing anything that he may be interested in that would be a bargaining tool to receive
I step in front of the kobold, knowing kobolds are under... As a dwarf to a kobold, I know what they like. And I walk out, I pluck out a piece of a gold coin, and I put it in front of his face.
You see him kind of like stop. He slowly tilts his head up.
I lift it up. I pull out a second gold coin.
He leans back.
I look at...
You tell me the
character name?
Torg.
I look at Torg. Ask the question again, lad.
Alright, so I ask the question again. Hey, fuck ass.
I stop him.
No, you don't know what I said.
I don't know what I'm saying.
He goes, hey, fuck ass. Why is there a bounty on her head? On his head?
Drought.
Just because it's drought.
Just because of my class.
Any reason why? Any reason why you're attacking drought?
He's not an Ashguard.
A what?
He's not an Ashguard.
He's not a. He. What they're saying is they're attacking the Elfness. The draw because he's not an Ashguard.
What's an Ashguard? Do you know what? I look at. Do you know what an Ashguard is?
I have no idea what an Ashguard is.
It does not ring. It does not bring any back memory to you.
But yeah, I ask, what is an Ashguard?
The Drow City.
The Drow City.
So, you're saying that you're after her because you're after him because he's not from Ashguard?
No Drow. Well, when you translate, he replies like, "No Drow is allowed to leave the gates."
Why?
Oh, so because I'm out. I should not be out.
Why?
So he's attacking me for being out of my
is
city.
Is there any reason why? Who gave you this order?
No one.
No.
The other families would play handsomely for him.
Okay. It's going to be the family that I meant. It's, yeah. I'm now understanding what he's saying.
We all know this?
I want you to put away the crown so that
No, Ashguard is the name of the city.
Give
him the coins, and then I will stab him, and he can keep the
coins. No,
it's not, I'm on Ashguard, I'm not in Ashguard.
Yes. Ashguard is the city itself.
That I should be in because I should not have left my area.
Arcanal is one city, Ashguard is another city.
So I take out a silver with two gold coins.
Now don't get crazy here.
I put them in the kobold's hand, and I cut off the rope I tied him in.
Okay.
Before he walks away, I grab him. I don't say a word to him. I just grab him. He takes. He heals for 6 points.
Wait. Whoa, before he leaves. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Can we ask him who the cloaked figure was? He was there. Was he not?
Yeah, he was there, right?
I don't let go yet.
Yeah, because now he's got
I haven't let go yet, so right. Go ahead and ask the question
so
as I'm doing this to him.
Ask him now why the cobalt, who the cloaked figure was.
So can you go ahead and provide that?
He looks at you and says, she only introduced herself as Thavara.
Stavara?
Thavara.
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 So now we know the name of our antagonist.
Yes. Kept talking about freeing her master.
Freeing her master. Okay.
Do you know where she came from? Do you know where she came from?
From the prison.
That's as much as we know. She was in there long before the plague hit or after?
She's been there as long as I've been there.
Okay.
She was there before me.
So she's been there.
So where is she headed then?
So North Tower.
To North. Okay. You still have him, right?
Yeah, he hasn't let go yet.
I want to knock him out.
Oh, come on.
No. Just so that we can get him away from here.
I don't let you.
But that's the only reason why.
I will attempt whatever role to stop you from injuring him again.
But what's the reason for that?
Life domain cleric. All life is precious as far as Eyes of My Deity.
I'm not trying.
I know,
to kill him.
But he's provided all the information. Obviously, there was intent and animosity for the situation at hand. That moment has come and gone. Unless he responds in aggressive manner, I have no reason to injure him again.
That's no problem. I understand that. Then I will go ahead and speak to him personally and say if I ever see you in this area again.
I don't understand you.
If I ever see you in this area again, you will not be out of here alive.
Yeah, you seem like holding onto his coins.
Yeah. No, literally, like, I look at you and I say, I'm not going to kill him. In common.
Okay.
And I take out the sword and put it right here. I go, if you come back here again, I will kill you.
You see he plucks a scale off of his shoulder and he gives it to you.
I take it in kind.
In very broken common, he goes, you earn favor.
I nod.
As he
walks away, I'll kind of smile and wave.
You don't understand. I'm going to tell you something right now. You don't understand the amount that it's taking for me not to kill this guy.
Can I just nod at him?
Scribble a name? A what?
Dirt?
He scribbles a name in the dirt. In Draconic.
Yeah. Which I'm reading.
And he walks away.
Because I can read.
But it is Car Ist Velas.
Car Ist Velas. What does that mean?
K-A-R apostrophe I-S-T apostrophe V-A-L-A-Z.
Wait, say that again. I'm sorry. K-A-R apostrophe K-A-R. I-S-T.
I-S-T apostrophe V-A-L-A-Z. You two recognize it as a draconic name.
As our draconic name?
A draconic name.
A draconic name.
You wrote it down?
Yeah.
It's K-A-R apostrophe I-S-T apostrophe V-A-L-A-Z.
Karis Balaz.
I just want to nod at him because he gave information. I just want to let him know that I respect
he scampers off.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you see him heading, like, he heads back out between the two farms, and then he makes his way east towards the tall grass city.
Is there a certain color to his scale, or?
Black.
Okay, but I see him, as long as he's not going towards any place that I know,
he's just fucking off.
He's gone.
I'm going to say it right now. I go, you guys do not understand the level of willpower it is taking for me.
Do you have a thing against kobolds specifically?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Specifically, I'm going to be very outward about that. And it's only because I value your respect is the only reason why that person is leaving. That's all I'm saying.
Kors walks up to Torg and places his dwarven hand on Torg's chest. And for the first moment in the group, you've seen, to your recollection, you see him look up at halfling. Down, up, no, down, down.
Down.
You see him, that was a human. Look down at Torg and be like, lad, all life deserves somewhat respect. And for your kindness, I owe you a debt.
As he's doing this, I'm going to bring the orc head down and kind of like puppet it.
Perfect way to end this.
Yes.
So the final closing segment of this chapter is Kols giving a debt of gratitude of life to the halfling for stifling his hand on a hatred enemy, while the half-orc clown is playing a puppet with a full orc head.
And I'm laughing hysterically right behind the two of them.
Then you have a gnome and a drow giggling in a barn that was almost on fire. Ladies and gentlemen, Brunches and motherfucking dragons, y'all.
And we will pick up with the Parash family arriving to give you your next
awesome mission.
Our next quest.
See some information.
Sounds good.
Thank you guys for checking out The Talking Geek. If you liked our show, please leave us a review on iTunes or on Stitcher or on Podomatic. Make sure you check us out on Twitter and on Facebook and Instagram. Hope you guys enjoyed.